said Kennedy, a tax cut for capital gains has no place in the budget deal. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, this budget crisis probably never had to happen. For months, President Bush fanned the right-wing's obsession with benefiting the rich by making tax cuts for capital gains part of the deficit package. As a result, the whole negotiating process was distorted. Reducing taxes on capital gains is bad economic policy, bad tax policy, and bad social policy. It's trickle-down economics at its worst. The old discredited Republican notion that if government takes care of the rich will take care of everyone else. Nonsense, Al. How did President Bush ever get locked into that preposterous let-them-eat-cake scheme? The rest of America is being asked to accept tax increases and make sacrifices for the good of the economy and the country. How could the president defend a boondoggle worth $30,000 a year for the highest-income Americans?
Ted, you'd better climb down from your own money tree. That high-altitude thin air is turning your brain to mush. Congress has to redesign our economic policies to stimulate America's growth, not choke the nation down into a deep financial depression. Lowering the capital gains tax would pump fresh capital into new ventures. That means jobs, Ted, lower unemployment, and a broader tax base that keeps everybody's taxes lower. When Congress lowered the capital gains tax in '82, the economy took off like a rocket. Years later, when you Dems decided to reverse course and again lay on a heavy capital gains rate, the economy cooled off. And nobody really buys that balderdash about capital gains being the tax for the rich. The majority of Americans who benefit the most from a lower capital gains rate are the middle-class folks who sell the one home they've spent a lifetime buying. Let's help those folks out and put a cork right in your old rhetoric. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.